Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
What shall we start with? Geography, maths or English?
The maths homework is the hardest. Let's wait for your brother to help us with it. What about writing the story for our English class first?
That will take us an hour, and my brother will be back in 20 minutes. Let's do the geography quiz instead. It won't take us more than 15 minutes.
Okay, let's start with that, and then do the maths.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What shall we start with? Geography, maths or English?
The maths homework is the hardest. Let's wait for your brother to help us with it. What about writing the story for our English class first?
That will take us an hour, and my brother will be back in 20 minutes. Let's do the geography quiz instead. It won't take us more than 15 minutes.
Okay, let's start with that, and then do the maths.
Tekst drugi.
Have you finally booked your trip, Mary?
Yes, I did it yesterday, but it wasn't easy. I normally book online, but my computer stopped working.
What did you do then?
I tried to phone a local travel agency, but I had to wait so long on the line that I just gave up. I decided to go to their office in the centre. It took a lot of time, but it was worth it. There was a special offer that wasn't available online.
Good for you. I have to go now, but I will call you again tomorrow, okay?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you finally booked your trip, Mary?
Yes, I did it yesterday, but it wasn't easy. I normally book online, but my computer stopped working.
What did you do then?
I tried to phone a local travel agency, but I had to wait so long on the line that I just gave up. I decided to go to their office in the centre. It took a lot of time, but it was worth it. There was a special offer that wasn't available online.
Good for you. I have to go now, but I will call you again tomorrow, okay?
Tekst trzeci.
Mum, are there any sandwiches left from the journey? I'm hungry.
Have you looked in the backpack?
Yes, but I could only find the orange juice which you bought me when we were waiting for our flight.
So I'm afraid there's no food left. Just give me a minute. I'll call Dad to tell him we've arrived safely. Then we'll go downstairs to the reception desk and I'll ask them to recommend a nice place to eat.
Okay, I'll start unpacking my suitcase then.
It might be dirty, so don't put it on the bed.
All right, Mum.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mum, are there any sandwiches left from the journey? I'm hungry.
Have you looked in the backpack?
Yes, but I could only find the orange juice which you bought me when we were waiting for our flight.
So I'm afraid there's no food left. Just give me a minute. I'll call Dad to tell him we've arrived safely. Then we'll go downstairs to the reception desk and I'll ask them to recommend a nice place to eat.
Okay, I'll start unpacking my suitcase then.
It might be dirty, so don't put it on the bed.
All right, Mum.
Tekst czwarty.
Julie, we have to leave now.
I'm ready, Dad, but I can't find my green scarf.
But you need it. It might be cold in the evening. Maybe you left it at your friend's house yesterday.
Ah, yes, I did.
So we can get it on the way.
Oh no, Sarah's away this weekend.
You know what? Why don't you take Mum's scarf instead?
That's a good idea. I'll go and get it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Julie, we have to leave now.
I'm ready, Dad, but I can't find my green scarf.
But you need it. It might be cold in the evening. Maybe you left it at your friend's house yesterday.
Ah, yes, I did.
So we can get it on the way.
Oh no, Sarah's away this weekend.
You know what? Why don't you take Mum's scarf instead?
That's a good idea. I'll go and get it.
Tekst piąty.
Okay, everybody. There are lots of famous historical attractions in Rome. One of them is an ancient building called the Colosseum. It's very large. Get into your groups, look at the photos in your textbooks, and try to guess how many people could watch events there at the same time. In a few minutes, I'm going to show you a film that will tell us which of you were right.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Okay, everybody. There are lots of famous historical attractions in Rome. One of them is an ancient building called the Colosseum. It's very large. Get into your groups, look at the photos in your textbooks, and try to guess how many people could watch events there at the same time. In a few minutes, I'm going to show you a film that will tell us which of you were right.